USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Five people are dead following two separate shootings in Louisville, Kentucky this morning. The first happened at a downtown bank where four people died and eight were injured. Hours later, the second shooting took place outside the Jefferson Community and Technical College.
My prayers go out to the families who have lost loved ones. My prayers go out to the officers who are at the hospital right now.
Louisville Mayor Craig Greenberg says the gunman from the bank shooting is also dead, but the gunman from the school shooting remains at large. Police say those shootings are not connected. The Justice Department is appealing a ruling from a federal judge in Texas that would suspend the sale of an abortion pill. Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra says the judge's ruling would set a dangerous precedent, placing opinion over FDA scientific research. He would not say if the FDA would simply ignore the ruling, as some Democratic lawmakers and legal experts have suggested. Former President Trump is warning Florida Governor Ron DeSantis not to join the 2024 Republican primary race. In a post on his Truth Social platform, Trump claimed doing so would divide the Republican Party and ultimately hurt DeSantis' political career. Trump said DeSantis would lose the cherished and massive MAGA vote and never be able to successfully run for office again. President Biden is going to run for re-election in 2024. He made that unofficial announcement on the Today Show this morning.
Well, I plan on running now, but we're not prepared to announce it yet.
Biden was speaking to Al Roker from the White House lawn during the annual Easter egg roll. He did not say when an official announcement would be coming. And a majority of Americans are against raising the retirement age for those in their 20s. A new poll from Data for Progress shows that 65% of Americans are opposed to upping the age, which is being proposed by some Republicans to help shore up Social Security. Less than 10% of the poll's respondents said they support raising the age above 67. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
A new, faster asylum screening process is going to be tested out this week for people crossing the southern border illegally. Officers will conduct interviews over the phone, and migrants will be offered legal counsel during the process. The Department of Homeland Security said it's part of the preparations for ending pandemic-era border restrictions next month. The Trump administration also used sped-up asylum screenings, but they did not guarantee legal representation. The northeast portion of the U.S. will see record-breaking temperatures this week.
Is it spring or is it summer? Well, for the first half of the week, temperatures will be normal, but are expected to reach summertime levels by Thursday and Friday. Areas like Philadelphia, New York, and Boston will be heading into the 70s and 80s. Just last month, upstate New York and New Hampshire saw heavy snow, and more than 2 feet of snow fell in several regions along the east coast. I'm Skip Kelly.
Something fishy is going on Southern California beaches. Strange jellyfish-like creatures have been washing ashore. Hundreds have been seen near Huntington Beach, Zuma Beach, Manhattan Beach, and Salt Creek Beach. They look like the poisonous Portuguese man-o-war, but experts say they're not poisonous and not jellyfish. They're actually called Valela, and they're an open-ocean cousin to the jellyfish, but strong winds have forced them on shore. The Boston Bruins made NHL history when they beat the Flyers Sunday. They secured their 63rd victory this season. That is a new league record for most regular season wins in hockey. The record previously held by the Red Wings and the Lightning. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.